Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Bava Basra, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esra Basra Achol, Shishu Mizachar Fan Yerziv Ukhagon, Bikar of Mamesh. The Mishnah tells us, Marchikin Eso Ilam Min HaBar, Esim V'chamesh Amah, one has to distance his tree away from somebody else's bar 25 Amas. That's because the roots are going to spread out that far, and they're going to damage the other guy's bar, weakening the walls. U'bachar of a Shikma, if he's planting a carob or sycamore tree that have much more extensive root systems, Chamisha Amas got to be 50 Amas away. And this is Bein Melmal, Bein Menatzad, whether it's above or it's on the same level, either which way, the roots are going to get to the bar. Now, ima bar kadma, if the bar got there first, and then the guy planted the tree, cuts it v'nais and damim. The guy planted the tree has to cut it down. However, he does get paid by the owner of the bar, and that's because the damage of the tree is not going to be immediate. Even though he wasn't supposed to plant his tree so close to the other guy's bar, since it's going to take a very long time for these roots to actually grow and extend into the other guy's bar and damage it, that's why he does get paid for his tree. However, v'im ilan kadam, if the tree was there first, and then the other guy dug his bar too close, lo yakad, so the tree owner doesn't have to cut it down. Suffix that kadam. If it's a suffix which one came first, lo yakais, so he doesn't have to cut it down. Now Rabbi Yossi says, Afa pisha bar kadames lilon, even though the bar came before the tree, and then the tree guy came later and planted his tree too close to the bar, lo yakais, he still doesn't have to cut it down. This guy could dig in his property, the other guy could plant in his property, and this is similar to Rabbi Yossi of the previous Mishnah with planting mustard too close to the other guy's bees. As we had explained, Rabbi Yossi said the guy could claim the same way that you don't want my mustard near your bees, I don't want your bees near my mustard. And it's the same thing over here. Moving on to Mishnah Yud Beis, lo yita adam ilon samachas de chaveiroi, a person's not to plant a tree in his property too close to his friend's property, elam kein herchik menu arba amos, unless he distances it 4 amos. That's because when he wants to plow around his tree and do all the work that he needs to do, so his tree is nice and healthy, he needs to have 4 amos in order to be able to work, and if he plants his tree too close to the edge of his property, he's going to end up going into his friend's property to deal with his tree, and that's not okay. This is echad gefanim echad kol ilon, whether we're talking about grapevines or all trees for that matter. Now let's say there's a fence in between his property and his friends. Each guy could plant right up until the fence. Over here, there's no fear that in order to deal with my tree, I'm going to go into your property because there's a fence there. Now, what about the following? A guy has a tree in his property and his roots are going into his friend's property. And now his friend wants to plow, but he doesn't want the plow share, which is basically the sharp part of the plow that cuts into the ground, to get ruined on those roots. So he's allowed to dig to a depth of 3 tvachim and cut those roots away, so that his plow doesn't get ruined. Similarly, if a guy is digging a bar shiach or ma'ara, some sort of pit, ditch, or cave in his property, and there's roots from his friend's tree going into that, he could cut and go down, which basically means he could cut away any roots that are getting in his way of digging, and he gets to keep that wood as well, meaning he could keep those roots. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Yud Gimel and Yud Dalet, continue to discuss trees planted in one property with its branches growing all over the place. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.